good thing, but you know, you have to endear yourself on not only the coaches and the coaching staff, but the players on their team, because I mean, they carry a lot of weight, like Taves and the leadership group in Chicago. They carry a lot of weight with what's going on that team. Like you hear all the time, well, LeBron James doesn't want him, or he wants him, or whatever. And there's some truth to that. I mean, you know, it's probably not all you hear or everything that you hear, but there's some truth, you know. And I'm sure, you know, I've heard Taves really likes Tanner Carroll because of all those things, you know, because of the work ethic, because of his off ice, the way he carries himself, because of his character in the locker room, his mannerisms, how he handles himself. And those are good qualities to have, and that's what you're looking for. So I'm not surprised. I mean, that's the one thing that a lot of teams will ask you now about character, and it becomes important because, you know, when the rubber hits the road, Dirk, mm-hmm. and things always aren't going your way, you want people who can persevere and find solutions and work through that instead of the alternative. And I think Tanner's got a lot of that going for him. Coach, good for him.
Absolutely. Let's get to some of your questions.
Oh, boy, here we go. Take it easy on me.
Is Green Bay in the mix as a possible host site for an NCAA regional again in the future? A
lot of talk about that this weekend, especially with you know, our program starting to get into the tournament now, and Wisconsin, I think, their resurgence. So there will be some talk about that going forward, yes.
All right, next question is... Coach, congratulations on another great year. Your question is, of you three coaches, who has the worst junk food diet or diet period?
That would be me.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, without a doubt. So, you know, I think those other two guys are close behind, but I don't want to throw them under the bus, but I'll take credit there. Yeah.
Any, I mean, are we having Tyler Shalast or Brew watch you guys at all as far as what you eat?
No, there's cookies or candies or anything like that, they don't last long in our locker room, donuts.
Next question for Coach, how is the team looking for next season? Can you see certain players stepping up to fill roles of people that are leaving?
Well, I'm excited about next year. You know, we're solid up front. You know, a big question will be Brent Baltus. We hope that things go our way with him. You know, we're going to ask for a medical hardship first because he did miss. He's right on that number as far as number of games missed to go. If not, we'll appeal that. And I think we've got a pretty good case for Brent. And, you know, he stated he'd like to come back, but that would be huge. I mean, that, you know, we really missed him this year. And, you know, he had 9 goals last year, and we were, you know, talking about 15, but just penalty killing, leadership, just, you know, experience any way you cut it. So and then Dylan, you know, we hope Dylan gets healthy, and obviously he'll be a senior next year, and we can also ask for a medical redshirt with Dylan. So we got to get him healthy, and he was, you know, he could fill that role of a Mike Neville, but more offense. You know, Dylan had 20 points his freshman year, and last year he battled some injuries, and here we go this year he battled, you know, some injuries. So those are two key guys, and you know, if we get both those guys healthy, which I'm sure Dylan will be, and then Baltz, I think we're in good shape with him. So you add those two guys in, that takes a lot of pressure off some of the other guys having to come in as freshmen right off the bat and have to produce. So you put Joel Esperance in that mix there, you know, who had a strong year. You know, you could see, you know, I think Gouldy's only going to get better, you know, from 12 goals. You got Jake Lucchini, who got off to a hot start, slumped the second half, but it's good to see him pick that last goal up. So you throw Jake in there, and then you got, you know, obviously guys like, you know, Gillies and Beretta, you know, and Blacklock, and guys who have to take that next step. Those are the guys who have to take the next step. Alex Smith had a real good year. I like us down the middle next year. Mm-hmm. You know, if Dylan comes back, you got Stamen, you got Lucchini, obviously you got Alex Smith, you got Mason Blacklock who can play center, you got Evan Anderson. I think Ray Bryce will be ready to push for some ice time last year. You know, he looked really good the second half, his speed and everything, but we're hoping to be able to get a red shirt, even though he played the one game after Christmas. So I like us up front, and then we've got some guys coming in that we think are really going to be able to help us up front. So we're excited about those players to be able to play some roles for us. I don't want to get into those guys today, but I like that. Then on defense, you know, we've got, you know, three guys coming back. You know, we got Burks, Ock, and Mitch Reinke. And I thought Burksy had a heck of a game against Denver. I thought he struggled a little bit in the first period, but as the game wore on, he got really, into it and played well. And I think he just, again, I don't think he realizes how good he can be. I thought Mark Ock, he's very talented. You know, he's got to work on some things and try to do less at times. And but he cares so much about the team that he, you know, he wants to win. And sometimes you take that into your own hands when you're behind like we were and want to do more. So we've got to get Mark to just be a little bit smarter as far as when to go and when to move it and those types of things. But and then Mitch Rinke, what can you say about Mitch? You know, Mark and Mitch both played power play this year, and they'll both anchor some of that next year. And we've got some real good defensemen coming in. We're really excited about some of the guys we have coming in. So, you know, we'll be a little bit like, you know, a couple of years ago when Cliff and Shane Hanna and Chris Leibringer all had to come in and play defense. So, as freshmen in Duluth. So we'll be fine there. We'll be fine. I like the core of our team coming back, and then we got to just sprinkle guys in the line. And Chris Geary didn't play much, but he's got talent. You know, I thought he had a good second half, but when you get down to the nitty-gritty and you're starting to play in the playoffs and you have to sit somebody, and for certain reasons, you know, he didn't get an opportunity to play, but he's got to have a good spring and summer and be ready to go. So, and I think he will. That's a beauty. All these freshmen will have a, you know, a good 6 weeks with Tyler Shalast and really whip them into shape and understand how hard we need to work and how good a shape we need to be. Not that they were. And then Jake Jackson. How could I forget Jake? I mean, Jake had a breakout year.
Could be a superstar now.
Well, he could be. He's got to work harder without the puck. You know, he's got to make sure he works hard getting it out of our zone. I mean, I'm not worried about the offensive stuff. I'm worried about some of the other things he has to. We all have areas we can improve on. And sometimes we got to work on those. We don't want to work on our weaknesses. So, and we'll see in goal. You know, Angus is. We'll see if he's back. You know, that'll be a question mark. I mean, he had a good year. His numbers are great, and he's a free agent. So sometimes you're better off if a kid is drafted by a team. Then they only deal like Matt Roy with one team. Mm-hmm. You're not dealing with 30 teams who, you know, might be looking to the stock their shelves, so to speak, with goaltenders. So we'll see. But if not, we've got a young man coming in who's pretty darn good. And Devin really, really looked good the second half, you know. But it's going to be hard just to throw him in the net. So we think he's made good strides. So, right now I like our team. We're in good shape. I like our schedule. I forward you that schedule, Dirk. It looks pretty good. So. Yeah. The icebreaker is on 6th and 7th of October, yeah. So, like I said, call over there today. Try and get a good rate on your hotel. Look for tickets. But that's how we start the year. So we'll be going to Duluth to play in the icebreaker tournament. And then the following weekend we go to Lake State. And then we're finally home next year. We're finally home October 20th and 21st. So we'll probably celebrate the championship there a little bit, and whether we put a banner up or what we'll do. But I think I like our schedule. A lot of good things. We'll play Arizona State at home. We've got non-conference there. We'll go to the GLI again, and then we'll go to a tournament in Las Vegas. So if people need a little break and want to come out and watch some hockey and go see some shows in Vegas, that'll be right after the GLI weekend. So it's a lot of exciting schedule. Lots going on there. So and season tickets will be out soon, I hope. I hope that the ticket office and our department has that set to go. So because our schedule is all set, and we'll get those out shortly.
All right, we'll take a quick time out. Be back with more of your questions right after this. The Mel Pearson Show here on Mix 93.
Keweenaw Automotive, a Carfax Advantage dealer. An enormous selection of quality rust-free cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. Something for every budget, and you're sure to find your next set of wheels from the good folks at Keweenaw Automotive. Across from Walmart and Houghton, Keweenaw Automotive, a locally owned automotive center serving the Copper Country for 30 years. Offering only the best pre-owned vehicles, automotive service, and tire sales. That's Keweenaw Automotive M26 in Houghton. Open Monday through Friday, 8 to 6, Saturdays, 9 to 3. You can also find them on Facebook, KeweenawAutomotive.com.
Do you hear it? For some, the sound is clear. It's that distant awakening warrior call that spurs you on to action. It pushes you to become more than you, your friends, your coach, or family ever imagined. But wait. Is nagging foot pain fading your resolve? Don't surrender. Dr. Reminga at Northern Foot Care Center hears your warrior call. He's ready to tackle your foot pain head on. Today is not the day for failure. We've got this. Call 482-9950 or click northernfootcare.com.
This is Bob Franti of the Turvo Agency in Hancock. If something were to happen to you today, would your family be left with a financial burden to cover your debts and final expenses? Would they be able to maintain their same lifestyle without you? No matter your age and situation, there is an auto owner's life insurance policy to meet your unique needs, and an auto owner's life